Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 148 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. So normally I record Camera Position when I'm in a studio and, sitting in front of a microphone in front of a computer, but this time I'm recording Camera Position while standing in the middle of the woods. I'm standing in the middle of the woods in northern Michigan, a place where I return frequently. Those longtime listeners to Camera Position will know that this is a place that I find a lot of solace, both personally but also photographically, and a lot of photographs that I've made over the years that I really enjoy point back to this place in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. So I've just finished doing something that I've never done before, and that is snowshoeing. I've come up here in the winter before, but I've never snowshoed, and for a part of the country that gets somewhere between 250 and 350 inches of snow every year, snowshoes are a pretty handy thing to have, and I'm just now sort of walking through the woods on a pair of snowshoes for the first time, and I thought about some things that were about photography while I was out here snowshoeing. And one of those things was that, like photography, this is something that takes a little bit of learned skill. Kind of an interesting thing. I watched a couple of YouTube videos to sort of tune myself up and see if there were any things that I needed to know about snowshoeing before I went out for the very first time. Talked to a couple of people and kind of got my bearings in terms of how the snowshoes functioned and how one walks on snowshoes and how to get up when you fall down and all those kinds of things. So I did that sort of instructional homework first, and then came out and started to snowshoe. And I was thinking about how much similar snowshoeing is to learning photography. Getting a little bit of information up front, starting slowly, moving slowly, and then getting a little bit faster. And I've covered quite a long distance, certainly farther than I could have covered in the woods without snowshoes, sinking down up to my knees or deeper in the snow in the woods. So that whole idea of slowing down, learning something up front, applying that knowledge when you're out in the field. But there was something more, and that was, of course, that I had a camera with me while I was out snowshoeing. And here I was walking through the woods with a camera and moving more slowly than I might if I were taking a regular hike or driving or using some other mode of conveyance. And that slowed me down. It slowed me down enough to look a little bit more carefully at the way in which the landscape presented itself. It slowed me down a little bit in terms of my ability to look at what it was that I finally stopped to make a photograph of. And once I did stop, I discovered that it was a little more cumbersome to move myself around in snowshoes. And that whole, zoom with your feet, zoom with your snowshoes, became something where what I was doing was moving slowly through the woods, slowly around the subject, and being a lot more careful about what it was that I photographed, because it's really cold. It's about 5 degrees below zero, so I didn't want to take my gloves off too often to use the camera's shutter release, which I find difficult to use with the big gloves that I'm wearing to keep the cold away. But what was really interesting was that as I did that, as I worked through that process of finding my spot to make that photograph, I made one, maybe two photographs of that subject, and not the barrage of photographs that we people who have succumbed to the siren song of digital photography find ourselves doing, barraging ourselves with as many photographs as we can make. So, and I suppose, we've talked in Camera Position before about the idea of coming from a film photography background and choosing your shots very carefully, because there was, in fact, a finite monetary cost associated with film photography. And I didn't bring my view camera to this location this particular time simply because the weather forecast was for really cold temperatures, and I knew that I probably would not make very many photographs. So slowing down, choosing the camera position carefully, thinking through what it was that I wanted to do, and doing it while learning a new activity, learning something that was new to me, and beginning to figure that stuff out. I don't know if I'm advocating snowshoe photography, but I'm certainly advocating trying something new. Try something new that is outside of your comfort zone, outside of your comfort box, and see what happens. If it happens to be compatible with photography, see what happens if you slow yourself down with that new thing, and then also simultaneously try to make photographs, and see what happens to the way in which you think through the process of making photographs. So I'll include a few of the pictures that I shot during this little foray into the woods and also around the environment here in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and I'll put those on the cameraposition.com blog page. By the way, I'm delighted to see that there are a lot of new listeners. I'm really glad that you found Camera Position, and some of you have found the History of Photography podcast as well, and I'm now settled into a nice every other week sort of schedule, with every other week being Camera Position and the opposite weeks being History of Photography. So if you haven't checked out the History of Photography podcast, go over to photohistory.jeffcurto.com and take a listen, or you'll find it in iTunes as well. And while you're in iTunes, if you happen to think of it, leave a review of either one of the podcasts, or both if you're feeling flush, and let the rest of the world know what you're finding here at Camera Position, and hopefully I'm guessing that you're liking it. So thanks so much for joining me, and I'm going to go snowshoe back to the house and build a fire and have a glass of wine because it's awful cold outside. Thanks.